The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. Back when we were raising kids, the way to get a babysitter was to call the 13-year-old girl next door. You didn't consult her Yelp rating, didn't even run a background check. Bedtime is at 7 o'clock, here's the phone number, we'll be back by 11. Not anymore.
When someone offers me a job, it'll just pop up on my screen, my phone will make a noise, and it'll pretty much direct me right to it, so I'm able just to accept it within like 20 seconds.
The story after this. Babysitting finally has its own app. Sarah Hale of San Francisco has been using Urban Sitter for 2 years.
I had a friend introduce me to the site, and she actually referred me to my first family.
And now she has a thriving business with 80 clients. Clients like Sandra Chang, who pays $100 a year to be a member. She talked with CBS's Bill Whitaker.
Do you ever feel uncomfortable putting your children in the hands of a person you got from the web?
Yeah, you know, obviously as a parent, that's the number one concern. The background check, I think, is actually an added level of security that you wouldn't get hiring the girl next door.
Urban Sitter works through Facebook, so you can limit your search to sitters that friends have used. You can read their reviews, and yes, you can run a background check. It's all the creation of Lynn Perkins, who did it because, well, she needed a sitter. And most important, a sitter she could trust.
With the parents that pay by credit card on our site, we have their credit card information. With the sitters, we have their checking account information. Both parties have used Facebook Connect to join the system, so it diminishes the likelihood that something is going to happen.
There used to be these personal connections that would bring a babysitter to you.
We're actually using those same connections, and we're just making it easier for you to find them.
By the way, the going rate these days for sitters, $10 to $20 an hour. And unlike the old days, you can pay by credit card and get airline miles. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.